The Public News Service Daily Newscast, December 27th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. U.S. immigration authorities will once more put families with kids in detention centers when President-elect Donald Trump returns to office next month, according to the incoming White House so-called border czar, Tom Homan. That for the Washington Post. They report that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will look to hold parents with children in soft-sided tent structures, similar to those used by U.S. border officials to handle immigration surges. The Post notes that Homan said the government will not hesitate to deport parents who are in the country illegally, even if they have young U.S.-born children. Homan said in a wide-ranging interview, "You know you were in the country illegally and chose to have a child, so you put your family in that position." Next to California, where they have more than 60,000 kids in foster care and about 7,000 in extended care up to age 21, but many don't receive the services for which they are eligible.
This month marks the 25th anniversary of the CHAFEE program, passed by Congress to greatly expand services for foster youth. Todd Lloyd with the Annie E. Casey Foundation says across the U.S., around 500,000 people are eligible for CHAFEE services to help them transition from foster care.
Of all those eligible young people, less than a quarter are receiving a service in a given year. And when we looked at their experiences over time, less than half have ever experienced even a single service.
Some of the services available include tutoring, mentoring, and a variety of counseling supports. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And warm clothing remains a critical need as temperatures drop in Indiana. We get more in this Mirror, Indy, Free Press Indiana, Indiana News Service collaboration.
At the Julian Center in Indianapolis, coats, hats, and boots are always in short supply, and donations are welcome. Organizers like Thrifty Threads and Lambswear Clothing Closet serve Central Indiana. Mirror Indy reporter Sophie Young has researched the local resources and says a third organization also works to meet demand by providing free winter gear to those in need.
The BABE program provides kids' clothes, baby supplies, bedding, and personal hygiene items. Call 317-221-3050.
Statewide programs also address essential needs like food, rent, and utilities. Indiana's Energy Assistance Program offers help paying heating bills for low-income households. This story was produced with original reporting from Dwight Adams for Mirror Indy. I'm Joe O'Leary, Public News Service.
Groups like the Archdiocese of Indianapolis and St. Vincent de Paul offer bus passes and car repair assistance. This is Public News Service. Next to New Mexico, where Taos is known for its year-round outdoor recreation and vibrant arts and culture scene. But a lack of affordable housing is threatening the community's well-being. More now on this Daily Yonder New Mexico News Connection collaboration.
Nestled in northern New Mexico's Sangre de Cristo Mountains, the town of 6500 attracts locals and tourists for its art galleries, restaurants, indigenous landmarks, and both summer and winter recreation. Yet buying or even renting a nearby home is increasingly difficult. Taos Housing Partnership Director Lisa O'Brien says workers, from teachers to cardiologists, can't find a place to live.
We have vacancies in our school districts, and we have vacancies in our healthcare system, and we have vacancies across the board. They can't live here because they can't afford to live here.
I'm Roz Brown.
Meantime, Virginia's child welfare system grappling with a surge of unfounded reports. Critics say they stem from overly broad, mandatory reporting laws that disrupt families and strain resources.
Just over 3,000 of more than 90,000 annual reports to Child Protective Services are found to be valid, says Valerie LaRue with the Virginia Poverty Law Center. She explains some parents are forced into impossible choices due to poverty and can face neglect accusations even though their actions stem from economic necessity, not intentional disregard for their children's well-being.
And that's when the nosy neighbor picks up the phone and calls CPS. And so, you know, these are the kinds of things. Families' water gets turned off because they can't afford to pay their water bill. And so kids show up to school unbathed and the teacher calls CPS.
LaRue says agencies like the Virginia Department of Social Services are now classifying some situations as poverty-adjacent neglect, or PAN, acknowledging families often lack the resources they need. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And finally, a Missouri-based therapy dog has an inspiring journey that began as a homeless stray on the streets of Los Angeles.
Olive, a 10-pound poodle mix, is now the lead character in a new children's book titled Olive, She's All Love. She was rescued by Brandon McMillan, host of CBS's Lucky Dog, where she received specialized training and became a certified therapy dog. In 2016, Olive was rehomed to Lisa Groves Bax, a children's advocate and owner of Therapy Paws. Olive has been used to comfort Missouri children in the court system and inspire Groves Bax to share her story.
Foster homes, there's libraries, all these places who are wanting a therapy dog just to help with kiddos.
Olive is scheduled to visit Glasgow's Lewis Library and Grade School on January the 8th. Crystal Blair reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.